Well, there we have a little Ships of Soul from Michael Hamilton, formerly with Kenny Loggins on the Voyager Band. Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show on the 18th of some month. It could be any month. I think it's the Ides of March. And we have on the phone a special advisor to the President of the United States of WORM, Steve Barrett. How's it going, Steve?
How you doing, man?
How's everything down there in your country?
It's pretty good. I'm on my way to Pennsylvania right now, so going to a 50th surprise birthday party, so it should be fun.
Yeah, and I guess you're turning 50, huh, and you're getting for a big surprise?
Yeah, I wish I was 50.
Yeah, me too.
But,
I remember the days when I was 50. That was 5 decades ago when I was 50.
Yeah.
Probably cruising in your hot rod car, right? Because the weather's beautiful back there. The birds are out.
If I had my hot rod car, the only thing I'd be able to hear is those side pipes.
Oh, so what are you driving tonight?
I'm driving my 07 Camry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty nice car, isn't it?
It's a really nice car. It runs really great.
Have you got a chauffeur?
I wish I did.
No chauffeur.
Yeah, I'm the chauffeur.
Okay. So what's been going on this week?
I looked at your necklace. That's unbelievable.
Oh, you saw it finally, huh?
I did. Yes, I did. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, we sold the first one to a presidentially appointed West Point cadet, West Point cadet who's now, fully retired and world famous now. But, it was really amazing the feedback he's given me. I can't name him on the air, obviously, because he's pretty much well-known worldwide. But, he's given me tremendous feedback. And now we got the new one that's coming up. That one is called the Negotiator. The new one's called the Heart Chakra. For people that have had any kind of a heart problem, and they're so much more intense than the normal ones. The other ones are like battery chargers for the
projector. Right.
These things are like rejuvenators for the entire body system. And they also have a quantum entanglement process that's very similar to the projector. So this is the one you really want to use with a projector versus the other one. We had an interim time where we tell people to get the other one, and then we have to get the projector. But this one here, they put this puppy on. They can use it immediately with the projector, as our first client who bought the first one is doing and having tremendous results.
Right. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous necklace. It looks like it puts out a tremendous amount of power.
Yeah, it's way. I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah.
They are different. The one that I'm wearing is solid silver. And it has more power than my other one does, which is gold and platinum, for what I'm using it for now.
Well, your energy is higher. You can feel your energy is much, much higher.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, the frequencies are much, much higher. I know that you just came out perfectly with those necklaces because the energy. I just got off the phone with some people that you know, and she's having a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
With energy, because the energy is so powerful right now that she has somebody.
I know is depressed, incredibly depressed right now. There's an energy out there that makes everybody depressed, and it's connected with a swine flu, but it's still a very depressing energy. And I've had to fight it myself off, but when I wear this thing, I don't feel depressed.
Right.
So, what did your client have to say about all this, anyway?
Well, she's pretty well known, and she has somebody staying with her. And what happened was he just dropped some negativity in her home, unbeknownst to him.
Oh yeah.
The people that are high in energy can actually do that by accident. It's not.
Yeah. No, I know. I
to
totally
do.
Understand that. Yeah.
Right. So I had a clearer home. I brought down the heavenly light like I use, when we do our shows. And that cleared the house out, so I explained to her that, you can be really high with energy, but you got to be careful when you start taking things from people, make sure the homes are clear. So she feels a lot better now. It only took a couple seconds to do that.
Yeah.
But energies are extremely powerful, Fred. To be honest with everybody, they're going to really have to keep their minds clear of what they're thinking and what they believe. I mean, things are really changing. I think that necklace is going to help them. I can feel the energy going through you quite well.
Yeah, it's working really well on me. I don't wear them that often because, I've been used to my other one, but I'm about to switch over, you know?
Right.
That's taking place.
I'm saving my shekels now for mine. So I think I'm going to get the heart one, I believe, and that's what I need.
Did you get those two Death of Ignorance books yet that I sent
no.
you?
No.
You did?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Not soon. They'll be here either tomorrow or Monday or something like that.
Yeah. Because I want to make sure, I want you to check that book out. It's been revised and updated. I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's a very simple introduction to what we do that I wrote back in 79, but it's had additions since then. And you got the newest version that's out now, you know?
Yeah.
New drawings are in it, and it's pretty cool.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
The energies, I've been using the Starfire, what is it called? The Starfire? Fire, whatever it's called.
Microstar?
Yeah.
You have a
Microstar. Yeah, I got a Microstar, but I have... The flame, whatever it is.
Yeah, you have a white and black flamethrower.
White and black flamethrower, correctly.
Yeah.
The white one in my house is tremendous energy in the house. The black one that I have at work pulls out absolutely all the negative energy that people have. In other words, I can take the energy out of people, and it usually leaves the room within, maybe about 2-3 seconds, but what happens with the flamethrower, the black one is that it clears out instantaneously.
Yeah.
That's very, very interesting, and it's awfully powerful, Fred. For the first month, I saw a flying saucer on the other side of the black flamethrower. I think we talked about that. And it was extremely powerful. It wasn't a bad ship. It was a very big ship. And so I'm having a lot of good fun with these things. They're really, really powerful. The one in my bedroom, my second bedroom, there's white light that's going all around the perimeter of the flamethrower. And there's a lot of energy in the room anyhow, but there's I believe it looks like about 2 miles high where it's sending out the energy right above my home.
Yeah,
and it's really, really big. So there's a lot happening in my room again. So I presume it's going to regenerate itself in the room. I don't know why the room is so powerful in there, but I have people coming in there all the time. We had discussed that before. So it's pretty powerful, Fred.
Well, really, really up to date. Have you got your computer going? Well, you obviously do because you're looking at our website, right?
Yeah, I can see some of the stuff. I'm still having some glitches with the computer. I'm trying to learn. I got somebody coming to try to help me, but I'm so damn slow with these computers. But I'm starting to get the idea of it.
Well,
yeah.
It's simple once you get it down. I had the same problem in the beginning. More of a mental block than a physical block, you know?
Yes, yes.
Because you don't want to look at a stupid screen and have to talk to it, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, what one of my friends that's been involved in the government for quite a while now.
Yes.
Sent me an email with a photograph of all the Black Ops helicopters that have been flying up and down the coast of California now for the last month, all parked. And I've got that.
Really?
If anybody wants it, email me, fredbell@pyridine.com, and I'll send you a copy of it. And they have there's big probes on the side of them where they're dropping out all these viruses and diseases on people. So rather than high altitude thing, now they're doing low altitude black ops operation with black military helicopters. And if you email me at fredbell.com, I'll send you a picture of the equipment and everything, including the people that are flying them. I have it right here now. It came last week. And what they're doing, they've been doing out in California, they stopped it, but they've been flying up and down the coast. These great big canisters, you'll see them on the Black Ops helicopters.
Uh-huh.
And there's about four or five in these pictures that I've got. They're all on the ground. They've been releasing all these viruses and these virus, bacterial, and mostly parasite-based forms of pollution into all the people along the south, the coast, and everybody along the coast of California has been incredibly sick, and still is even right now, most of them.
Right.
So
I had a feeling something like that happened. Yeah.
You know, they're really trying to get rid of a lot of people now. They've stepped up the program to eliminate people on this planet. And the funny part about it is that it just goes as part of Project Bluebeam, you know, in the plagues that come to the Earth. But
right.
My friend that analyzes the number one viral analyzer in the world, you know, he brought his stuff up down here from Boston on his way back from New Zealand and showed me all of the chemical, electrical combinations of the virus since it was called the Spanish flu in 1918 to the present.
Right.
And I have seen the complete catalog of the virus codes that they use to create these viruses all the way from the past to the present when he was here.
Right.
This technology is being put into our QBAM, going into our programming on the QBAM machine, the Quantum Biological Adjustment Machine. And some of it will probably feed back into the StarTech machine that we also have, you know, that we're working on with contract here.
Right.
So we are doing stuff about it, but right now we can't do anything about it because we're waiting for, A, more funding, and, B, I'm waiting for one of my scientists to show up here. We'll be here in a couple of weeks to start building prototypes to deal with all this stuff.
Right.
So we finally have the most credible sources in the world to build upon our model how to destroy what they're doing. I mean, this is like Star Wars. It really is.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's just like Star Wars. It's the only way I can, you know, I'd like to know how many people out there are being affected right now. You should call in.
Well, we're being affected here on the East Coast because I never get sick, Fred, and I had a virus last. We couldn't shake it until I started using my neti pot, and I got rid of it in 2 days.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on out here, too. I would say about 6 or 7 of my clients have got that virus.
Yeah.
And so something's being sprayed for sure. And I think it's going on all over the country. It's just not California.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and it's
going
on
all over the country, but we got the documentation for what's going on out here.
Yeah. Well, if you have the documentation out there, then you certainly know something's going on out here.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole city of Rochester's got this virus.
Yeah, well, all of Laguna Beach has it right now.
Do they? Yeah. So we're getting hit pretty heavy.
Yeah.
We certainly
I mean, the receptors and all that work to fight it off. But, I mean, when you get, you know, if you get shot with a bullet, you know, from a gun at 50 feet, a receptor is not going to stop the fucking, you know, the bullet going in your body. Whereas if you get shot from 300, 400 feet, actually the bullet karmically hits the receptor and bounces off, you've got some protection.
Right.
So what we've got right now as protection, we're looking at the 300 to 400 foot level, it's deflecting a lot, okay, the bullet of swine flu. But it's not stopping it. That's why we have this new series coming out, as you said. And like I said, we've just got a few of them out in the field right now, and so all brand new, but I was instructed explicitly by my guides to do these things. And it all, one night I was suddenly interrupted by extraterrestrials, and they told me, this is what you're going to do. And I says, okay. And I sat down and gave me 5 designs that I'm working on. And one is out, and the second one's about to come out, and they're bringing them out in the order that's necessary. But the immune defense one is the one that's got that star on it. You know, it's like, I'm the sheriff. I'm going to block you. You know what I mean? Kind of energy.
Right.
Cool. But I mean, this is not a joke. I mean, if you've been sick as long as I have, and my family has, but we're over it, getting over it now, but we've had to fight it with the best means possible. You know, and I've been sick in probably at least like this 20 years. I think the last time I got really sick was back in the 70s.
Yeah.
That might be 30 years, you know, where I was really down for a month.
Right.
Here I was down for about 2 weeks. I still functioned. I still got out of bed and everything, but I mean, I didn't feel very good. My attitude was bad. And when your immune system is being bombarded by viruses and parasites and submicronal bacteria, your attitude goes out the window. And that's what happened to me. I mean, we're all human. Very rarely do I have a negative attitude.
Right.
My attitude's changing now, but the bottom line is I actually had the experience. We don't always, as upbeat, positive people, we don't always have positive attitudes. I'm sorry, you have to be pretty plastic to say that you never feel negative. And when I feel negative, which has been rare, I admit that I feel negative. I don't feel good. And I'm just coming out of that mode, which is almost 6 weeks now, you know?
Right. Well,
it's smart that you didn't show up at the show.
Yeah. Yeah, this necklace that you're wearing, you have a lot of black coming out of your back right now. So it's clearing at a deeper level, at a higher frequency.
Yeah.
I can see that very, very clearly. So that's quite interesting, Fred, because I remember putting mine on and seeing that black pouring out of my back, and now you've got your it's really clearing you. I mean, that's really, really clearing you at a much deeper level.
Yeah, this
much
is a
deeper level.
Yeah, different characteristics than anything we've produced. I mean, we've been making the same basic bridge design on our receptors since 1981 when I got the original. Well, they had patents came much later, but you know, that's when we made the first units and started testing. We hit the field with them in 91, and I forget what year I got my patents, but I got those real long 14-year patents, and then I've got copyrights to go on beyond that, but it's just amazing. And now the projector patents are, I guess, ready, and I need to actually contact my patent attorney on that, but anyhow, things are progressing here.
I'll tell you, that projector that I wear, Fred, that is so powerful. I can't even, it's actually more powerful. It feels like it's more powerful today than it was a month ago.
Yeah.
And I can't explain
it. Because the projector rises above. It's a quantum device. It doesn't see the daily BS that goes on in this world by, you know, the ones that have it and the ones that don't and the ones that have it to conquer the ones that don't. It doesn't see that. But the doctor does see that, you know, and a lot of people see that. And that's what we're dealing with. You got to deal with it on a mundane level, a DNA level, and that's what the new receptors do.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a much, much higher frequency. So
it's also got more current. You know, you can have a high frequency, but a lot of times when you raise the frequency, the voltage goes up, but the current drops. That's, you know, Ohm's law and basic electronics and physics, but fundamental physics. But, I mean, when you're looking at this thing, the amperage, this thing can handle the amperage. You know what I mean?
Yes,
When I look at a $20,000 receptor that I normally wear, and I'm wearing one now that costs around $1,400, and the $1,400 one has no gold on it, it seems to work a lot better for the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what does that tell you?
That tells me a lot.
My other one up for sale and start getting one of these. We have never made one of these in solid gold yet. That's going to be a real piece of work, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's
pretty
happening.
Powerful. Yeah.
You know, the other thing is that when I used to wear the other receptor out, the normal one, like most people have, I'd get a lot of compliments on it.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, nobody seems to notice it. But when you wear the new design out, they immediately notice it. So that tells you there's been a shift in consciousness anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I've become sentimentally attached to this gold platinum one that, with a yellow diamond in it that I've been wearing for the last 10 years, but I think I'm going to give it up soon, offer it out to the people that want one that for their normal DNA, because my DNA is fine now. There's people that need to wear something like this because they're not ready for this new stuff, so I'm going to make one of these new ones up for me eventually.
Yeah.
That's my feeling.
That should be very interesting.
And you know, they're, you know, they're, you can afford one. I can't wait till you wear one.
I'd love to get one soon. I should be ready in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, just get a silver one, and then later on you can sell your gold one, and you know, the one you got now, and then end up with one of these in gold. We never made one of these.
Well, ones. I'm thinking about selling my gold one with a platinum and a diamond, so maybe you can make me a gold and a platinum bridge with the diamonds in it.
Oh yeah, but, no problem.
Yeah. So, well, as soon as I sell this, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it up for sale. I'll put it in a. Well, I don't even know where to put it, but I'll think about it. Or
on eBay.
Wishes.
You know, I've seen my receptor sell on eBay for pretty good money.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the silver one sell for more than we sell them for a year.
Wow, that's
yeah.
cool.
Because of the name on them and everything.
Cool. Yeah.
But you're on your way to Philly, huh?
Yeah, I'm on my way to Philly. I'm going to have a lot of fun, so I'm going to see all my cousins. We've got quite a family down there, and it's been about 4 or 5 months since I've seen them, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. But sure, it's not your birthday party.
Well, my cousin is 50, and this is she's a wonderful girl. She's I think I told you about her. She thought she had cancer in her spine,
yeah.
And we talked about it one day. And I said, "Fred, I am not picking that up." And you said, "No, it wasn't either." So she finally went to another doctor, and the doctor says, "You do not have cancer. What you have is." Is a lot of spine, what do they call it?
Meningitis, right?
No, not spinal meningitis. You know, when you get a little older, you get it in your fingers, you get it in your hands.
Arthritis.
She has arthritis in her spine, and it was killing her. One doctor said she had cancer. She called me up right away. And she says, "Steve, this doctor's telling me I have cancer." And I said, "No, honey, you don't have cancer. There's nothing there. I don't see anything. I don't feel it. I don't feel the vibration of it. You're fine." And so she kept on moaning and groaning about it. She went to another doctor. They did an MRI. She doesn't have cancer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's difficult, but the arthritis is really hurting her, so she's taking medication for it now.
Okay, here's what she needs, all right?
Okay.
She needs a... She needs a fire dome, which is like
okay.
$30 or something, or $40, you know?
Okay.
Because we developed that back when the Japanese were doing those copper bracelets
yeah.
for arthritis back in the 70s.
Right.
Okay. And then she needs to order a nuclear receptor, silver,
okay.
with a ruby
okay.
in it, copper
okay.
plated, copper plated.
Copper
all
plated.
Copper plated chain. The whole thing copper-plated in solid silver. And
okay.
I guarantee you, she won't need any more medication.
Wow.
That's a special order, okay?
I'll talk to her about that.
Silver receptor, basic silver receptor, copper plate, costs very little to copper-plate it, a
right.
ruby.
Okay.
And the chain, the silver chain, copper-plated.
Okay.
And one of those fire domes. Give her that, give her a week. And she will be a new person.
Okay, I will tell her about that.
I'll give her a money-back guarantee on that. I need
14 okay.
days for her to test it. If she doesn't like it, send it back.
Okay.
Okay, you got that?
That's great. Yes, I do. Silver, copper, ruby, yes.
Ruby with copper. Copper, you know, copper plated. And the
yes.
silver chain, copper plated.
Right.
And then a fire dome. Which is a,
okay, that's great. That's cool.
That's all she needs from us. And she'll
okay.
be in great shape. She might want to up her vitamin C a little bit, but she'll be drawn to vitamin C and whatever vitamins, because intuitively that will trigger, you know, internal function that will draw
right.
her to what she needs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's a no-brainer for me, doing that one. That's an old one for me.
Yeah.
We just haven't ever talked about it because it hasn't come out. That's why I wish people would call in more with their problems. Where I can custom design and custom tailor things for them that we do, but if people just sit out there and listen to us babble all night and don't call in, they're really missing out. You know, they really are. They're missing out big time. Because we
you know, it's really interesting. I think I know a lot about your nuclear receptor, but boy, I'll tell you, you start talking about it, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, no, it's true, but I mean, you know the basics, but I know I could take this thing out. It's like we're going down the main highway with what we talk about. Let's take a side road and go out and fix something in the bushes. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what these are here for. People are not realizing the potential of half our products because they only understand the generalizations of the things that we talk about and write about in our publications and books.
Yeah.
If you call us up or get involved with these radio shows, we can really enlighten a lot of people really fast and show them, you know, how we can, you know, help them out. And I'll do a money-back guarantee on some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great, Fred.
Yeah. But you got to be specific, and you have to participate, not just sit there, you know, on your laurels. Hey, that's enough. I know your buddy's getting energized now. I got Buddy Boo on my shoulder here.
Good. The necklace that you're wearing, right in the center of the necklace, is a tremendous amount of energy that's causing the a vibration in the center of the necklace like I've never seen before. It's almost like a transmitter.
That's what it is. Yeah,
I've never seen.
You know. If you look at a radio telescope, for example. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, the dish size determines that the dish size could be. It could be anywhere. Typical radio telescopes go from 1 gigahertz to actually lower, 300 megahertz to, you know, 3 or 4 gigahertz, and some of them go to 100 gigahertz, depending on what they are.
Right.
The way they actually tune them is the bridge and the element in the bridge. I mean, they can tune them all over the place by, you know, adjusting the element in the bridge or the bridge itself. And that's the more sophisticated radio telescopes that are out there. And these are the ones that find the quasars. And the quasar, of course, is a star that's exploded, releasing radiation coming to Earth. And that's what they're using to look at, you know, to calculate dark matter, dark energy, and the expansion of the universe. Well, what's the difference between a quasar out there in space and the quasar inside your body? Something blows up in your body and starts creating arthritis down in the marrow of the bones where the red blood cell is created.
Right.
Then we need to go in there and look at that and adjust it. And that's where arthritis comes from. It comes from the center of the bones. And what is the bone? The bone is a piece of calcium that acts like an electromagnetic antenna, depending on how tall you are, whether you're big bone, small bone, the distance between the small leg bone, the large leg bone, the small arm bone, long arm bone.
Right.
All this acts like an antenna, and it's sensitive to these different viral frequencies in the world. When these viral frequencies made up with the bone structure, you've got to stop that now. Then what happens is people end up with disease, and we can fine tune these our devices where they don't do that. That's the beauty of it. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening, Fred. I've never seen this before with a nuclear receptor, but this new device is unbelievable. I'll tell you what's happening. I was looking at it opening up with a tremendous amount of energy, and about a minute ago, you were hit with pure white light, and I'll tell you the colors that I'm seeing. I'm seeing pure white light. I'm seeing yellow. I'm seeing a purple light that I've never, ever seen before in terms of energy. And that light is right in the center of your chest. So I presume that you could feel that energy going into you pretty
powerfully
right now.
That's exactly where the chain, you know, this is I normally wear a 30-inch chain. Our standard chain, because I have a big neck, and I have a 27-inch chain on, and it's exactly in the center of my chest. Normally it would be hanging down between the belly button, and, you know, off the stomach somewhere. But
well,
it's
this is lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is lightening up your whole chest because I didn't know the chain was 27 inches. It's right in the center of your chest.
Yeah, it's exactly where it is.
Tremendous light, Fred. Boy, oh boy, is it powerful. I've never seen that before. That's really powerful.
Yeah, and I've also got the heart chakra went on. It's got about, 18. It's got 18 sapphires, natural, and one sapphire in the middle. It's the heart chakra one of the earlier.
Right.
I've actually got a heart chakra model. But this is a negotiator that has the heart chakra frequencies.
Right.
And that's going to be interesting, too, to explain to people. Well, if you have a negotiator with heart chakra frequencies and you actually have a heart chakra unit, what's the difference? Which one do I need? And that'll be a discussion for another time once we get the picture of it up on the website, and I'll start explaining the difference of what these things do.
Yes. Yes.
So this one basically deals with stress and negotiations, which affects the heart. Hey.
Yeah.
The other one works with actual physical properties of the heart, circulation, cholesterol. This doesn't do that.
Right.
This blocks the stress. You know, if you're a business person and you're negotiating something, you know, with someone or making a deal with someone, and there's stress, there's usually stress in negotiations. And it's and you're one of these people that's susceptible to a heart attack over a period of a lifetime. Hey, that a lifetime because of these negotiations, as some people are. In other words, stress brings on a heart attack in some, and cholesterol doesn't on others. Hey, come on, man. So this is something to stop stress that will lead to a heart attack. The other one is one to stop the actual chemical things that go on in the body to stop a heart attack. So there's a difference, and that'll show up in the bridge. And when you see the next bridge, which will be up real soon on the website, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But you see how sophisticated this has gotten now? Life is a sophisticated project, and these things that we're making now deals with these different sophistications, because stress can cause a lot of different things in different people. You know what I mean? Yeah. It can cause physical problems. It can cause spiritual problems. It can cause emotional problems. Or people can have physical, spiritual, and emotional problems without stress. So we got to look at it from two different avenues. And this is where science is not really caught up with what we're doing. Once again, I think we're jumping out again a little bit. But it's okay because this is what we do.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's very cool, Fred.
I think you're starting to actually getting a handle on this now.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Extremely powerful. Boy, that'll keep any kind of energy away from you.
Yeah. Yeah, so
really
you got to have the right one. We got to find out. Are you a cholesterol person? You know, do you have a heredity problem in your family tree of having cholesterol problems?
Right.
You need this type of new receptor. Are you a person that has not had a problem with family cholesterol problems and blockages? But you're a stress-oriented family that leads to a heart disablement. But it's not physical until it's too late, then you need this type of you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this is just two of them. We got other ones. We got other ones coming. But this is, we're concentrating on the heart right now because people need to have concentrated on. We got five new units coming out this year. It takes a while to bring them out because they're very complicated, but there's five different ones.
You know what's interesting? When people call me for me to work on them, the first thing that happens is their heart opens up.
Yeah.
Before anything else, Fred, the heart opens up.
It has to. Otherwise, they can't receive healing. They can't heal themselves. Remember, they're healing themselves.
Right. So I think this necklace, you hit something really big, Fred.
Yeah.
Real big. So that's wonderful. That's really, really great.
So, you know, it's just, I didn't hit on anything. You know, I have these amazing guides that don't talk to me very often. But when they do talk, I sit on every word. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
Came one evening out here, you know, at the ranch. One evening I was just sitting down, going through my emails, and this energy hit me. And this is what you're going to do. It was
around
January.
Wow.
And get your pencil and paper out. Hey. So I got my pencil and paper out and wrote each thing down. Then they gave me the designs. I actually got the designs. Once I got the designs, the basic designs, and I turned them over to the machinist and the jeweler who works together to work them out, to make these designs practical into a physical hardware. And that takes a while. But
hey, would you stop that?
I got a bird that's up from this conversation.
He's feeling the energy of that necklace, Fred.
Oh, yeah. He's never been this loud. He's normally quiet right now. He's just an energy measuring device. He's just measuring. He's just wild. He's really amped up tonight.
Yeah.
He's really amped.
Yeah.
Pretty good show, huh? We're having fun.
Yeah, wonderful show.
So I put out the call-in numbers, but I don't know what they are. You know, I don't have them in front of me.
Right.
But everybody needs to
call in. I don't have it, Fred. I'm in my car. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can actually bring them up.
Sure.
I'd like to see more. We got a lot of listeners. We got a huge amount of viewers. And listeners, because I can see on my screen, you know, the number of connections. But bottom line is getting the people to participate more often. It's kind of disappointing that they don't call in and to talk a little bit and share.
You know what? I think sometimes show
the preaching, you know, but we need to have more feedback from people.
Yeah. I think the reason is that they're really listening. They're intently listening to the show.
Yeah.
I think these new necklaces are unbelievable, Fred. They're very, very powerful. I've never seen anything this powerful before. The only thing that's is the projector that I wear, the platinum projector.
Yeah, well, we haven't been told to mess with that, so.
Yeah.
We're not going to mess with the projectors right now.
Yeah, this other necklace is unbelievable, Fred. It's got the same kind of power.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of projector in it, but it's got other stuff. I'm trying to get the BBS radio thing, but right now the I had a new hard drive put in my computer. When I go there, everything is so small I can't read it. Tiny.
Yeah, I think somebody just is calling in, Fred. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, this is Mark from Ohio. We haven't
talked to you in a while. How's Mark doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Bell. I wanted to tell you, I'm glad you guys mentioned this weird energy that's coming in, because I'm never, ever depressed. And the past month or so, I've definitely had some days where I felt a little depressed, and I could not figure out why.
Yeah, so, no, that's why. And everybody knows me to be a totally positive person all the time, even when I'm, you know, I can even mask depression. But it's been so bad lately, I couldn't even mask it. You know, I had to accept it. Hey, you're not depressed. So anyway, yeah, we figured out what it is, and we're dealing with it now, and everything's turning around. But, you know, I'm always a test subject for whatever I do. And the stuff we've made is works so well that I haven't had to do a lot other than talk about what we've already done. But now I'm having to do a little bit more, and therefore, we've had this new product line. When I designed this new product line, I didn't really design it. It was given it to me, and I didn't realize what was coming because I was feeling great in January. I had no idea. But now I realize, you know, and after selling a few of these pieces, now I realize what it's all about, because I've gotten some really positive feedback. We don't talk about our stuff until people tell us what it's doing. So I've already gotten feedback from the new product line.
So what is causing the energy or the depression or whatever this?
Well, this is the bringing up the if you email me, I can send you pictures of the Black Hops helicopters. You know, forget chemtrails. Now they're on the ground. These helicopters don't go 40,000 feet. These helicopters go about to 10,000 feet, and most of them are running about 3,000 or 4,000 feet, spraying these big canisters on the side of them. I've got photographs of the Black Hops helicopters. I got about five of them in one picture with these canisters. So they're releasing all of these viruses all over the place. You know, they're actually like the swine flu is the big one right now. And they're releasing them all over the place, plus they're intensifying their satellite stuff that they do. But the big thing that's really affecting people is the localization and the release of these different viral chemicals and biowarfare agents that everybody's feeling right now. And they're doing a damn good job of really screwing up a lot of people. They're hitting probably 60% of the population right now.
I see that.
That's a big number. That's a big number from what they were able to do before.
Well, thanks for that.
10% or 15%.
I appreciate that. I was very interested in hearing you guys talk about that, because I have not heard anyone else talk about this, and I'm never, ever a depressed person.
Yeah, I understand. I've never taken a tranquilizer or any drug for that, an SSRI drug, in my entire life. You know, I take niacin when I get a little bit depressed, but, you know, it's like, and I won't, but I mean, I can see where people would if they felt like this, because I've never experienced this before. I never have entire life.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever had true empathy for a person that struggles with this problem. I never have this problem.
And then there's a lot of people that have much less sensitivity than this, and they, of course, are the ones that are susceptible to the chemicals in the foods and the chemicals in this and that. They're susceptible to that. But the bottom line is, you know, that represented a small, then these are the ones the drug companies have been targeting, but obviously they're trying to expand their market a little bit here, you know?
Uh-huh.
The only way I could describe it, and this is the perfect way to do it. really is.
Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to your show, and thanks. I appreciate
thanks all for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yeah, there's a guy over in Texas that I hooked up with. His name is Dr. John Hall. He's a psychiatrist.
Right.
Formerly a physicist. He's been on the George Norrie show a bit lately and some other shows. And he's got a lot of patients right now that are coming in, a couple of thousand of them to be exact, as a medical doctor, that are experiencing these symptoms, but they're also seeing the machines and stuff and the people in close proximity that are doing this.
Right. Right,
right. Yeah, he's going to get on the show. He's willing to come on the show anytime. But I just want to get more people into the Inside Track book, because it lays the groundwork out. And it's funny how I wrote this book, and now what I wrote in the book, and the book is out, it's all happening, all of it, and not just a small amount, but in great
amounts. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what's going on right now, and seeing that our clients and our listeners out there are experiencing that.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That necklace you're wearing, I'm watching the inside of it, and it seems like the parts that are lighting up are going all around in a clockwise. It's like a light that's going around. I've seen it only on the projectors, but I've never seen anything like this. This is even more powerful than the projector.
Yeah.
So
what it's doing right now, it is.
Yeah, it's very powerful, Fred. Extremely powerful. So that's what I'm seeing. Now, I'm seeing also around your back. I'm looking in through your back, and I'm actually seeing the back of the necklace. And what's happening is it's firing the same way through the back. It's very interesting, Fred. I've never seen anything like this before. That's new technology, way, way more than anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah, well, wearing it, the Buddy Boo is just like couldn't handle it. He's on the floor now walking around because he couldn't handle the energy. He just went ballistic, basically, on this thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He was chewing my ear off. I wish Bella Boo was back. She's a more mellow bird, but she's in there sitting on eggs right now. So she's on maternity leave. My normal little red bird that I have on my shoulder, who I very much miss. And I love them both.
Yes.
He's a lot better host than Buddy Boo. Buddy Boo tries.
Well, Buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a beautiful bird also.
Yeah, he just tries to steal the show.
Yeah. So how's the weather up?
No,
hello?
Hi there, caller.
Oh, yeah, this is Eric in Phoenix.
Hi, Eric in Phoenix. How's it going, man?
Pretty good. It's a little warm out here.
It's warm here in Temecula, too. You know, it's been a bit warm, yeah.
I have a question about the receptor. You told me the same color stones on the bridge amplify the stone. I was wondering, what do the clear ones do?
Oh, like the diamonds? They're clear,
like,
and they'll amplify any color. Yeah. They'll amplify any color. Influence of amplification works in the sapphires. The sapphire, when you put more sapphires on the bridge, because that's what I'm wearing tonight, it seems to really work better to amplify a sapphire. Whereas the other stones, if you put a bunch of rubies on it, it doesn't seem to amplify the ruby a whole lot more, but it does some. Whereas if you put a bunch of diamonds on it, it amplifies the heck out of the ruby. So we're just learning that certain colors amplify on themselves, whereas other colors, like a neutral bridge. So it varies between the receptor. Like I say, even though we've been making these for a while, we're still learning. And the thing with the bridges right now is it real interesting, because we're getting bridge education, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way
diamonds,
I can describe it.
Sorry. The diamonds seem to take in all the colors.
Yeah, it does.
It's very interesting.
It amplifies them, but when I noticed that with the, I just noticed with the, blue sapphire, that the blue sapphire, when you have a blue sapphire bridge, is pretty kick butt. You know, it really kicks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just my observation. That doesn't mean that's really what's happening. I need more feedback from other people that have tried both ways, a blue sapphire with a diamond bridge and a blue sapphire with a blue sapphire bridge. Then I can get a better feeling.
Right.
Without that, I mean, I can't, because I don't wear that one that much. I used to wear it all the time, but now I don't. I wear the one that I normally used to, but I'm getting ready to change it to something else. I can feel it. I've been wearing it 10 years. It's time for a switch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you carry, like, white sapphires? Because diamonds are too pricey.
Oh, we can get something like that. We use cubic zirconiums normally.
Okay.
Yeah, that's quite affordable. We have one. I got one laying here somewhere. Somewhere around here. One of the new ones, all cubic zirconiums. And, boy, that thing kicks butt really good. It's real intense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it feels like it's very intense.
Anyway. I got to get Buddy, but he went over to an irradiator. He climbed up an irradiator. Get off there. This bird has actually climbed an irradiator in my studio here. You can imagine that. It's a high-energy bird. I have a big irradiator with a megorb sitting over here beaming at me when I'm doing my show. And my bird jumped off on the ground and went over and climbed up to the top of an irradiator and decided to broadcast from there. Pretty amazing bird. So anyway, that's what's happening. Any other questions?
Yes. I notice I need more than one receptor. How do you know to...
Well, I'm wearing two now. I'm wearing my old one and this one that I've got on tonight. I was wearing the other one for a few days, and then it got sold, and so I got to make another one up. These new ones are pretty tricky, you know. I think everybody needs a new one. It's always good to have an old one to compare it with, but the bottom line is I guess I'll be wearing two now for a while, which is new for me, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like currently I wear my blue sapphire one, the chakra one during weekdays.
Yeah.
And then I wear my yellow one on the weekend so I can feed ducks.
You what? You feed ducks?
Hmm?
What do you do on weekends?
I wear it in my yellow receptor.
Yeah.
That way I can get a combination of both.
Well, that's cool.
Get the benefits of both receptors.
Yeah, that's what I do, and I'm now going into a second one. And then we got a new receptor that'll be on the website. It's called the Heart Chakra, and it's the heart one, and it's designed specifically for the heart. And that's going to be up probably on the website by next week. So check Paradigm's website out by the middle of next week, and you should see a new one that's totally stunning, beyond anything you can imagine. And I think that one's going to be the real bad dad of everything we produce. It has a completely different bridge. It only has two stones on the bridge. But when you see the shape of it and the way it's tuned, you're going to flip out. You really are.
Yeah, because I love my current chakra receptor.
Yeah.
All right. Nice talking to you.
All right. You have a good evening.
You too, bye.
Yeah, we've only got a couple of minutes. Got about 4 minutes to be exact. Yeah, Steve, you got your email address back up?
Yeah.
Let me write it down. When I get off the show, I'm going to send you the heart chakra. Heart. Okay, there's another caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What I wanted to ask you regarding this, all of the insanity, like just what you were talking about, the spraying and everything. Do you see that there's any crack in the armor? Is there going to be any type of shift?
You want the earth? What armor are you talking about?
No, what I'm trying to say, you know, they've polluted the water, the air, the food. the media, the education system, everything. Do you see that there's going to be any way we're going to counter it, or there's going to be?
You can't do anything about the media. It's controlled by the CIA, as I wrote about in my book.
Right.
Media is totally out of control. Everything is going cracking, if you want to look at it that way. That's why we're getting people to build a fortress within their own nature. If you can't build a fortress within your own nature, then you're going to crack like everybody else is, and a lot of people are.
Yeah.
You know? So just trust me on that one. Just do the things that we do, and you'll be strong. And there's other things, there's support programs out there that go along with what we do. And that's what my staff can help you out with when you call in our 800 number. To enhance the things that we do. There's a lot you can do. You don't have to be susceptible to any of it. None of it. You know, I went through a little ride with it for 6 weeks, but now I'm getting over it. But that's how I learn. I'm allowed to suffer a little bit like everybody else. And then when the suffering's over, I analyze what happened and how to fix it, and I guarantee you I won't suffer again on these causes, not at all. I've been down this road many times. That's what Paradigm's all about, you know?
Yep.
That's why we've been in business for 35 years. We ride the waves, we fall off in the troughs, we come out, and we become better surfers, you know? And we learn from our mistakes.
For sure. It's very, very powerful, Fred.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll have to talk to you longer, sweetheart. We got to get off the air because, we got 1 minute. Okay, Steve, but you're not doing a show anymore, right? Give everybody your phone number so that they know, you know, how to reach you and stuff, you know?
Right. It's 585-746-8321.
Yeah, okay. And my number is 1-800-729-2603. And, we've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show, and you can email me at fredbell@paradigm.com. So with that, we're up to, 90 seconds of gotta get out of here kind of thing. We got 1 minute left, and we had a great show. Had a lot of fun.
It was wonderful.
Buddy Boo is out of control. He's jumping all around the studio over there. He tipped over in a radiator. He's just going crazy with the energy tonight, which he's never done. Bella Boo's down there sitting on eggs. So anyhow, we'll have our Sunday night show, the tape show. And with that, we're done. See you next week. See you next week, Steve.
Be well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.